Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show. The Garden Show is brought to you by Ward's Nursery Garden Center and Wild Bird Shop, supporting The Garden Show for over 20 years on South Main Street in Great Barrington and at wardsnursery.com. Adams Fair Acre Farms, year-round garden center, greenhouse, and super farm market in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and Newburgh, also at adamsfarms.com. And the Phantom Gardener, organic from the start, sustainable for the future, a growing legend on Route 9 in Rhinebeck and at thephantomgardener.com. My guest this morning, David Toder from Boulder Architecture in New Paltz, 845-532-8354, boulder-architecture.com. And we're talking all over the board today, but we were talking about particularly a project that David's working on in New Paltz called Green Acres, which is the first zero net and actually plus net. No, is it a plus net?
It is plus.
Plus.
Or some of them houses
some
are.
Some of the houses
at
are.
Least.
And it's the first zero net energy development of single family houses on the planet. One of the things I'm really curious about is that there's two that have been lived in for a year.
Right.
How many will there be altogether?
Well, currently there are five sold and occupied. There are two more that are in construction. One of them is almost complete. Those are spec homes and available for sale. And it's in total a 25-lot development. So there are 18 lots empty at this time. And the developer, Anthony Abbey, who's really, he's the driving force behind this, and he has some other developments as well. This one's in the village of New Paltz, and he purchased one in further south in the town of New Paltz still, and then I believe one in Gardner as well. So he's quite committed to building more of these. He says he's never building another stick frame home.
So who are the owners?
Well, there are a wide variety of people. The owner of the first house, David Shepler, was in charge of the Jeopardy challenge with Watson.
Oh,
that was
yeah.
recently on. And, you know, a really interesting person as well. And let's see, one of the other people is in the Air National Guard based out of Stewart. And one of the others is a doctor who lives in... Who works at Vassar, and then there are some other people as well. One of them is a teacher in Dutchess, and I'm just giving one. Obviously, many of these are couples, and some of them have kids as well. And I'm just giving little pieces, but
it must be really exciting to. I think a lot of people think about zero net energy as something you have to build, not something that you can buy. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's already there.
Right. These are certainly built. Number of these are spec homes, meaning that they're built, for a general audience. But David Shepler, for example, got involved early and his house was built for him. In a way, it can be difficult to renovate an existing home. It's possible, if you get a really large solar array, you can make almost anything zero net energy, if you have enough space for it. But it's certainly, you can have them designed and built custom for you on your lot. I'm working with a client down in Gardner, and they're friends with, one of the Green Acres people and had heard about it, and we're designing what should be a zero net energy building on their property. And
I just love the idea that you could walk into one, you go on the house, open house tour on Saturdays, and you could like buy one without even having to think about it. You can, I think all of us are good at something, but none of us are good at everything. And I think there's a lot of people who would like to be more committed to zero energy who just don't have the time or the personal kind of inclination to go through the planning process.
Right. Well, there are definitely ones that are available, and they have, a very nice open floor plan on the first floor and then, less so on the upper floor where the bedrooms are. But then also they have a fully occupiable lower level. It's walk out, and because of the construction method, it's fully it's warm and conditioned and daylit. And so you have a whole nother, you know, effectively a finished basement, but they're great houses. I like them.
Fun.
And the people who bought them are really happy with them as well. So that's a good thing.
That's very cool. So siding, as I kind of pointed out, that it felt to me, siding a house is very similar to siding a plant. You know, when you're planted. I mean, you want to take advantage of as much of what's there as you can. The view, the solar, the protection. So it must be really fun to design, to look at a piece of land and to really be able to understand how it's going to work on that piece of land.
Yes. Basically, with all my projects, it's like a puzzle because there are parameters. Sometimes they're site parameters, sometimes client parameters in terms of what they're looking for. But there are always a lot of influences that you have to somehow, you know, pull together a solution that works for everything. And specifically with the Green Acres homes, there's a lot going on in terms of just siting and arranging the house because you obviously have to face south because they're solar buildings. There's also a view to the west of the ridge of the Gunks, so they also face west at the same time. And then they're on a slope generally, but you know how each slope affects each site is
you don't always get a slope so you can put the back to the north.
Right, you don't. These slope toward the west, but then also where's the street? So where's the entry and where's the garage going to be? And then, you know, they have to be tall enough that there aren't trees in the way for the solar panels. And these are also small village lots, so like a third-acre lot. And they weren't designed specifically for, you know, south-facing buildings. So most of them are kind of skewed at a diagonal to the lot. So that's a real parameter, too. We had to get a variance or two from the village because some of them, you know, encroached on the side yard by a little bit or something to make them work. So they fit just where they have to be.
Your pulse must be thrilled.
They are. Yeah, they are. And the more people are, you know, who learn about them, they're really excited. And you know, you can just, they're right opposite Agway on 32 North, you know, the northern part of the village. So you can just drive around and look at them. That's right. They're not set back from the road.
I always say that the best architecture should be on the main street. I mean, you should really be able to see so much really good stuff is built like far away and no one gets to see it. But to see a zero net energy development of single family homes as you're driving around is, I mean, it can be done. I think that's, a lot of times you hear it can be done, you read it can be done, but you don't see it can be done.
Right. The other thing that's encouraging and perhaps surprising is they're nearly cost neutral with standard construction, such that for comparable amenities, and a, you know, a stick frame house, they're like these houses are say 10 to 20% more expensive, but you get a, like the solar rebate defrays most of the down payment additional cost. And then the lack of energy bills defrays most of the additional monthly mortgage cost. They're really not that much more expensive when you do the math. And in fact, some of the residents who are pretty math savvy and have gotten their calculators out are convinced they're actually paying less overall, period, than if they had bought a standard stick-framed house.
That's just really cool. You also, but you're not limited. You also design stick-frame.
I do. I'll do what. I'm very much you know, about pleasing my client, and you know, lots of my clients have existing homes that they're, say, renovating or adding onto. And in a way, it doesn't make sense to try to make a part of it, you know, zero energy. Or they might, like my own home, I can't really put solar panels anywhere. That just doesn't work based on the site and the roof lines and such. So definitely, there's good design available for all, even if it's not super energy efficient. And everyone, you know, part of my process, I'll inform people about, you know, what are the options for their project for energy efficiency? And everyone can be as energy efficient as their budget and interest allows.
And we have such a great history of architecture. I mean, and It's so wonderful to think about all the choices that you can make when you're doing design. I mean, I'm all for vernacular New England architecture. You know, I think it's wonderful. I love how it looks. But there's a lot of architecture. Especially the 20th century was a hothouse for style. And I've gotten really fond of being able to see lots of different styles coexisting.
Right, and some of the greatest examples of that are some of the cities in our Hudson Valley. I mean, like Red Hook, for example. I'm such a lucky person. I get to just, you know, drive down the street and see all these terrific buildings. The eight-sided library, yeah, that's just south of here, and then some of those brick buildings, you know, Kingston, Newburgh, Beacon, Hudson, they're just fabulous to just drive around and see, you know, all the great architecture. And then the smaller towns too, like New Paltz and, you know, Woodstock and some of the eclecticism that, you know, it's their own house and make it look the way they want. And I always enjoy the bold colors that, you know, some people put on their houses. You know, purple is underused.
Yeah, purple is underused. There's some great purples too, mm-hmm, but you need to have a tiny bit of gray in your purple to balance it to the sky. We have to take a break. We're going to take a break. My guest this morning, Dave Toter from Boulder Architecture, boulder-architecture.com in New Paltz, or give him a call, 845-532-8354. Great website. Check it out. We're taking our break, and we'll be right back.